The Permanent Fund is closing the books on its first annual loss since it was established in 1976. The $30 billion balance at the end of the fiscal year shows a $6.5 billion drop in value from last year. The loss reflects the condition of one of the five worst years in the history of U.S. investment markets, dating back more than 200 years. However, Executive Director Mike Burns says it was looking worse at the bottom of the market back in March.
I think the whole financial system was very much at risk in the fall before they passed the TARP legislation. And if that had unraveled, you know, I don't know where we would have gone. But I think stabilizing the financial system has been a big step forward for us. Now the economists are saying they think the recession is over or about to end. You know, and the recession, you know, it's difficult to deal with, but we have a playbook for recessions. We've had them before. You know, you lower interest rates and you try to throw some money at it, and you know, or some variation of those two. What we haven't dealt with before was just the frozen credit markets and this financial system that just wasn't working. So all of those together was about the perfect storm.
Burns says fund managers are seeing bright spots for future investments.
What we've been moving on maybe the last 6 weeks is bad news that wasn't as bad as expected. But I think we're really starting to see some good news now, not just that it's not as bad as we thought it might be, but it's actually better. And I think that's a big transition for us.
The final financial report will show a loss of 17.4% for the year, and Burns says that will be reflected in this year's dividend. The corporation has already transferred $874 million to be shared by Alaskans. That's more than $400 million less than last year's transfer.